David Voxland is the founder of the London-based startup Craved, which works with independent producers to curate and sell craft food and drink made entirely in Britain. The Swedish-born entrepreneur has worked in everything from clean tech to climate change, from the World Wildlife Foundation to McKinsey. So why the career change to food and drink? This is Eureka on Monocle 24. I'm Daniel Giacopelli. Each week we bring you one entrepreneur's story, the early inspirations, the struggles, and the path to success. This week, David tells his story.
The whole Scandinavian experience is very different, certainly from my British friends, for example, or friends from the States. We have such tremendous amounts of freedom. And I've got a daughter now, being raised in London. It's just vastly different thinking about, she's two, in a couple of years she'll be being treated what I consider to be sort of an adult at the age of four, which is very strange. In Sweden, it sort of starts school at seven. All you do up until then is completely non-academic. You play. There's lots of freedom. Kids are treated as individuals and respected in a completely different way. So that very progressive society, I think, it produces a lot of good entrepreneurs. We got Spotify and Skype and all sort of really, really interesting companies coming out. And I think that attitude is really important because we have such tremendous freedom, confidence, and that sort of, you know, I can fail, that's fine, and it doesn't really matter. And that sort of kick-ass attitude, I think, is very, very different from people being raised in more traditional societies, tons of expectations, very sort of conservative academic environment. I basically arrived in the UK to go to university and thought that it would be a really sort of liberal experience, and just met a bunch of people in Freshers Week at university who sort of were free for the first time, and all they wanted to do was to sort of get wasted. And I thought it would be a much more sort of Hollywood-esque version of a British university, sort of intellectually stimulating, free conversation. And there was that as well. And that sort of entrepreneurship gene, I think, is much more common in Scandinavian countries as well, given that you just have limitless opportunity, lots of support, free education, and that just gives you that confidence to take a leap of faith. I ran away when I was 18. Sweden is a very fantastically safe, very supportive, very sort of do what you want kind of place, but also as a place to live, it's like living in a very small town. People tend to think the same and behave the same, and that can be great, but I knew I wanted to do something different. So I did the classical sort of, I was really interested in learning how sort of the dark arts of marketing and communications. I knew that the private sector would be good for that. So having done a couple of master's degrees back in London, I interned at McKinsey in their comms department. I worked for a small boutique consultancy called LRW in the London office. So I spent a couple of years there doing the sort of classic thing, doing the consultancy thing, refining some skills. And that is actually useful. I really value that. But it was a very much sort of a 2-3 year plan of getting in and getting out. And after a couple of years, I was walking, living down in Bermondsey, just across Tower Bridge in London, walking South Bank up to Covent Garden every day, and started just thinking about what could I do? Sort of what is the entrepreneurship idea that I would actually quit my job for and spend significant amount of time and energy creating and turning it into something real? And that became Craved. The best advice I ever got sort of thinking about starting something was do something that you're passionate about. I knew it had to have the sustainability connection. And I was really, really passionate about food. Always been. So my mum and my granny taught me to cook. There was always sort of mushroom picking in the Swedish forests and lots of fruit, sort of late summer, early autumn, and lots of jam making and pie baking. And I toyed with the idea of becoming a professional chef, and I worked in restaurant kitchens, so I was immensely passionate about food. Where I lived in Bermondsey, across Tower Bridge, southeast London, a lot of craft producers had set up a little sort of small batch artisan factories. So I had a jam maker, I had a cheese maker, the London Honey Company, the Colonel Brewery was just starting up early stages, and we had a few other craft breweries setting up shop. Bar Mugs right there, what later became Maltby Street Market, and sort of bar became a little bit touristy. Monmouth roasting their coffee down there. So these awesome, awesome businesses doing really, really high quality stuff, and they're really passionate about the craft aspect. And they started opening up their sort of production facilities on Saturdays for a few hours. I got to know all of the producers, spent way too much money on Saturdays, and that became a real passion. So I walked past these producers, I walked through Borough Market, stopped and have a coffee at Monmouth, and then realized that every friend that I would bring down on a Saturday hadn't heard about these brands before. Even if you live on the other side of London, there's an hour-long journey to come down on a Saturday, so that wouldn't be a sustainable model sort of for distribution, so I think about it in business terms. So I felt like there was a need for a national platform for British craft food and drink and solve the distribution problem, allowing these producers to reach a more mainstream market across the country and for customers to just discover new exciting brands and support local producers in a really straightforward, easy way. So I read Eric Ries's The Lean Startup, which is a really, really useful book and a movement around that, which basically says, just launch the crappy product, anything that's good enough to just show to market, test that first and get as much feedback as you possibly can, and then raise the bar and push it another step based on that feedback. So you're talking about this iteration cycle where you take your best idea, just put it out there, get the feedback, iterate, and then do the same thing again. Creating a really, really clear, simple brand that customers can trust, especially if you're in the sort of high-end niche segment of the food market, I think that's really important. That doesn't mean that we can't do sort of Crave Stockholm or Crave Berlin, but I would want to do those with local entrepreneurs, just featuring German or Swedish products or whatever, but do run them as sort of completely separate concepts, because I think the local aspect is really important. It's one of those things that particularly the sort of millennial generation are really caring about. We're already there. It's going to be really challenging for more sort of conservative established companies that don't really care about that stuff to keep their positions in 5 or 10 years' time.
David Voxland there, founder of Craved. Make sure to tune into Eureka number 26 next Friday. And of course, tune into The Entrepreneurs every Wednesday at 1900 London time. Eureka was edited by Toby Hammond. I'm Daniel Giacopelli. We'll see you then.